USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit, Michigan today. One of her backup singers, Fonzie Thornton, remembers Franklin.
She always wanted to hear funny stories of me and him hanging out. So she would always call me and say, Fonzie, give me a funny story about Luther. She really loved to enjoy herself.
Franklin was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit, Michigan today. One of her backup singers, Fonzie Thornton, remembers Franklin.
She always wanted to hear funny stories of me and him hanging out. So she would always call me and say, Fonzie, give me a funny story about Luther. She really loved to enjoy herself.
Franklin was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The nation's first lady plans to address a cyberbullying summit next week. Here's a preview from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The White House says Melania Trump will deliver remarks that will address the positive and negative effects of social media on youth when she attends the Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit on Monday in Rockville, Maryland. They say she'll also attend a panel discussion with representatives from various social media platforms. The first lady focusing on cyberbullying among young people is part of her so-called Be Best initiative. However, she has been criticized by some for highlighting cyberbullying, while her husband, President Donald Trump, regularly uses Twitter to berate his foes and often call them names. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a new study out from Cox Automotive says 49% of Americans would embrace or would buy a fully autonomous car. That number is up from 30% a few years back. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. Among the topics discussed were keeping kids safe at school.
We want to harden our schools against attack, improving communications between law enforcement, school officials, mental health professionals, and counselors, training school personnel so they better protect our students, including allowing qualified personnel to be armed. As you know, in Florida, they went in with a bill that didn't have that, and they came out with a bill where the legislature